So God does not think just in appearance of what you are looking for. God thinks in economics. Where there is workforce, there's an economy. Where there are raw materials, there are economies. Am I talking to you? So when we are praying, this is what we have to understand. Skill is a door. Some of you, when you're saying, Father, Lord, I pray, open the doors, open the doors. You have no idea that actually the skill in you is the door we are talking about. We have people with a skill that is just locked up. They've got wisdom. They're good managers. They've got the skill of running an entity. They can run a business. They can run this. They have no idea. That skill is a door. So when I say, Lord, open the doors, we are actually talking about your skills, your abilities, your capacities. So when we are praying like that, we are dealing with angels can optimize what you have. The prophet of God asked a woman, what do you have? She said, I have nothing apart from a bottle of oil. The prophet says, yes, God will multiply what you have. Do you know when Elijah came in the house of the woman of Zarephath? Do you know what happened? Most people have no clue. Everyone, starting from the woman of Zarephath, the Shunammite woman, they dealt with Elisha and they dealt with Elijah. And both of them, they had something. And what they had is what God worked on. Am I speaking to somebody here? Do you know that there was a little flower in the house? And the prophet says, take that one and give me food to eat. And the more she took from it, the more it multiplied. The more the woman took oil, and when she poured it into another vessel, the more there was a multiplication. Because God works with what you have. He looks at what you have. So some of you, the ideas that God, all he has to do is to optimize them. Just to anoint them for multiplication. Am I talking to you? Now, when we are praying for financial breakthrough, I don't want you to pray like ignorant people. People who just pray, we are praying. Oh, you have no idea how or what can happen. And we just say, we are praying. We are not praying like that here. We are going to pray. Listen to me. We are going to pray. That company of yours that just sits, there is nothing happening with it. Life will be breathed into it. Even God, when he was speaking to Ezekiel, he didn't say, speak to this valley. That the Lord says, have life. No, even that valley had to have bones. You didn't hear me. Even that valley had to have what? Bones. At least we must have something to start from. Amen. So there's no idea, no planning, no structure. Just, oh, we are praying for breakthrough. No. For those who are looking for their jobs, we'll speak to your CV. I'm not talking to you. For some of you who want a financial breakthrough through connections, you are, we'll pray for your connections. We'll pray for your partners. At least we're going to pray for the people you know, the relationships you want to build, the structure, the things you want to do, and things will begin to happen. Am I speaking to you? So number one, what we want to do is we want to repurpose all the assets, the hidden assets that you have. What assets do you have? Do you have connections? Yes, I have, but they're not working. Do you have business? Oh, yes or no, or I'm planning. Even if you're just planning, good. You are planning. At least there's something we can pray for. You are planning. There's a structure that you have. You are thinking of something. We're going to pray for it. Or there are payments somewhere. We'll pray. There is something we are praying for. Even in Jesus, he never just brought in wine. He said, what you have here? They said, water. He said, take that water and go and give them. Am I speaking to you? And when we pray, we have to act. That'll be number two, the step of faith. Not acting, it's not faith. Most people say, I have prayed about it, I'm waiting for a miracle. That's not faith. Faith is not passive. Faith is active. God didn't say to Abraham that I'll give you Canaan. He says, leave your father and your mother and go there. You have to take a step to go there. Everyone who's praying for a breakthrough today, I want you to start taking steps. Amen. And God will bless those steps. I know you might have taken a step before. God didn't speak to Peter. Jesus didn't say, Peter, you tried to catch fish the whole night? Yes, I tried. Okay, close your eyes. Boom. Open. Boom. There is a fish in the boat. No, he said, take back the nets. Cast them back. Take a step. Whether you tried already the whole night and you didn't catch, this time around, you have fasted about it. Yes. You have prayed about it. Yes. This time around, you are doing out of prayer.
Yes. Amen.
Talk to somebody. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. So the problem we have is of people who don't even know. They'll be like, oh, I did it already and I can't do it now. No, this time around, we have prayed about it. Because the same thing Peter tried to do and it didn't work the whole night. In fact, he was actually what? Preparing his nets. Maybe you have no idea what it means to pack your nets. Let me tell you. It's not as simple as we think. For those who do fishing, they'll tell you, the most toughest work, it is when they are now working on their nets. They can take it the whole day. Just working on their nets. Now imagine that Jesus Christ found them working on their nets. They had already started packing them. And they had to start unpacking them again. What a man of faith. Because what people think, as if the nets were already ready, when he said he cast the nets into the deeper waters. No, they had to start all over. And it's so much work. It is so much work. Am I speaking to you? It is so much what?
Work.
It's not as simple as you may be thinking. They have to work on it. We tried, we failed, but at your word, we are doing it. What does it mean? God will bless as we take the step.
Amen.
So you might have done something before. You might have tried something before. But this time around, we are taking a step which God will bless. Now, on this one, I will need you to stand up on your feet. I know some of you have applied for things, you have tried things. I know some of you, it's to do with your family members, your children. You have a sister who's just staying at home. You know, when we are praying for financial breakthrough, we are going to pray for anything we have. It will speak for us. God will use them as those, including your ideas. Money does not work. It doesn't go to work. Money does not exist. You can't see it coming to you. Money is an idea that you can follow where there is thinking. Where there is structure, where there is planning, it can follow. Where there is value, it can follow. So when we are praying right now, we're not praying ignorantly. We are praying that God, some of you have got assets, you have got a land, properties, and nothing is moving. Nothing is happening. We are going to pray. Am I speaking to you? We are going to pray today. Some of you want to be in real estate. We are praying today. Some of you have got connections. Some of you are into supply. Some of you into tendering. Whatsoever you are into, I want you to know, I don't care how many times you tried, how many nights you tried and it didn't work, but I want you to know after tonight, when I say cast your net, you will catch the fish. The next casting of your net, it will be a catching net. It's not just going to be you casting the net. It will be the catching net. This time around, I'm telling the truth. A miracle will happen. A financial breakthrough will happen. So we are going to pray, number one. We are going to pray that God should help you. According to Deuteronomy 8, let's start with 28 verse 12. Let's open 28 verse 12 before we go to 8, 18.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. The Bible says, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land, in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow.
Are you hearing that? That will be our basis of the scripture today. We want to pray that God should open. It says what? It says the Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain. So if you have idea, something must open to give you the access. The rain could be capital. The rain could be promotion. The rain could be customers. The rain could be partners. Whatsoever, but we want to pray today. The rain could be promotion. Whatsoever we want to pray today. I'm telling you this. I can sense it in the spirit that something is going to happen. Anyone that is fasting and praying and you have got this faith in you, the prayer will make. It will make this happen. Raise up your two hands. Say in the mighty name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, the Lord will open the good treasure. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will open for me. As I raise my hands, I pray. Every skill in me, every ability in me, every value in me, time has come. They will speak for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Every company, every dream, every vision that I have will speak for me. Mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call for finances from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Appear now. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that you have, it will attract doors to open.
Yes.
It will attract doors to open.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pray, 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 pray. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Riprasusa topradia. Rakosanto prahanto. Rika sote predia mantos katuje. Paruskatia mato. Embrakia mandos katia hata. Raka sonto prahate. Rika sonto pradia mata. Paruskatia hase. Rika sonto prahato. Raka santa payamanto palusa. Raku santo pradia mato. Let every door open. In the name of Jesus, financial doors, let them open now. In the name of Jesus, make prayer, make prayer, make prayer, make prayer. Rico Santo Pradia Mato, Raku Santo Pradia, Zeto Pradia Mata, Baruska Diamato, Paradia Mandos Kedia Ata, Reca Suso, Palusa Siamando Pelenudo, Baluska Diamandos Kedia Ate. Clap us a break.
This is your time. This is your time.
Yes.
This is your time.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
I
cannot have a document
yes.
that is supposed to give me doors,
yes.
yet it's just sitting in my house.
Yes.
I cannot have the property that is just staying without becoming a spiritual door. I cannot have ideas that are just banked without anything. I command they will become financial doors. I command they will become financial doors. In the name of Jesus, every door that is locked, every door that is locked, open up, open up, open up. Make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. We are speaking to every door.
Yes.
Huh? Now, when we are praying, most people do not understand. When we are saying the devil can close your financial doors, people think a spirit or a dark spirit will come on a window and then, or somewhere in the air, and then block your money. No, 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 no. Let me tell you what happens. Satan understands what gives you value. When he is closing your doors, he does not close your doors like maybe what some of you think. No. Your doors, as I said earlier, are your skills, your thinking, your planning, your value. These are your doors. If at all something has to happen to you, the devil will know what are your doors. Your doors could be the partners, business partners, or certain people who are very important in your life. When the devil is closing up doors, these are the things the devil will close. Okay? You may have ideas. Brilliant. It just ends on ideas. If I'm asking some of you here, if you start telling me your idea which you have, even if you take that idea into the bank will say, no, we're not interested. A brilliant idea. The bank will say they're not interested. Like, all I'm looking for is funding. Because when the devil closes, it's the value, skill. So today we are praying that no. Some of you have got a nice CV, but nobody will need it. Even if you take that CV and say, this is my CV, nobody would want to. Even if they have it, they will not consider it because there's something that is happening in the realms of the spirit. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So we are going into prayer. We are going into prayer. This is what I'm saying. Imagine you having a very good thing, something very important, and people looking at it and saying it's good, and it ends like that. And some even is saying we'll do it, and then you have to be calling them and say, I know we'll do it, and then just like that. Do you know why? Because there's something that is blocking. Do you know how many things we are going to release through this fasting? Do you know that even some skills you have, some ideas you have, all of a sudden people begin to consider them as important? All of a sudden you'll be asking yourself a question, were they not important before? Were they not good before? What has just happened? Your prayer today. They asked a question, they said, you can tell us the truth. What happened with your eyes? He said, I met a man. Mm-hmm. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
And he said, you see, and my eye is what?
Open.
But this is not how your eyes were. Mm-hmm. Say, yes, I met a man. Another man also was asked, interviewed. They said, but you were born in them. Mm-hmm. What has happened with you? He said, no, a man spoke to me. He said, rise up and what? Whoa. And I walked. Sometimes that's a kind of a miracle we are looking for.
Amen.
Where Jesus can just say to your life,
amen,
move, and your life should start moving.
Amen.
Where God can just make a command, open, and your life can open. Sometimes it's not like you're not wanting to walk. The man, all his life he wanted to walk, but he could not because of the situation. That's what we are dealing with right now. We want to speak. I want you to walk around. Don't pray like someone with pride. Pray like someone who is desperate for God's attention.
Yes.
Let me tell you, you must be desperate.
Yes.
Be desperate for this door to open.
Yes.
Be desperate for your life to open.
Yes.
This is why we are fasting, we are praying, we are hungry. We are saying, God, open this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
Father, open this door.
Yes, Lord.
Begin to clap your hands, begin to pray, begin to pray. Be very serious about it. Be serious about it. I am telling you, this is your year of Kairos. This year will not finish.
Yes.
Command, command.
Yes, Lord.
Make some movements in that house. Walk around and pray. Shaka patara debe sika. Katara debe so katara mane. As you make those movements, things will begin to move. As you make those movements, things will begin to move. Yes, 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 yes. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Enough is enough. This opportunity is happening. This is my year. Make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer.
Your season has aligned.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus.
Your talent and your gift.
Yes.
Will speak for you.
Yes.
This is your season.
Yes.
You will be noticed.
Yes.
You will be identified.
Yes.
You will be picked.
Yes.
Something will change.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of
Jesus. Financial doors will open.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Now listen to me. There are things that are being released as we are praying. I am telling you this. I am telling you, as we are fasting and praying, there are things as we are praying right now, there are shiftings that are taking place. Now let me say something to you. Okay? There are four ways how God can provide it to you. They are not five, they are not six, not three, they are not two, they are four. I mentioned number one, which is through what you have. That is number one. God can provide through what you have. Your skills, your ideas, your business, which you already have. God can provide it to you. He can open doors through what you already have. And I gave you examples of scripture where in the book of 2 Kings, the Bible, actually first, okay, let's go to 2 Kings. Chapter 4, verse 2. Okay, so Elisha said to her, "What do you have in your house?" Okay? Yes. And she said, "I have a jar of oil." And God made a miracle from what she already had. Yes. That's the first way God provides. And that's not the only way. The other three ways I'm going to show you just now. God can touch what you have. He can bless what you have. That business you have, God can put up a hand. That idea, God can put up a hand. That project, God can put a hand. So God can provide it to you through what you already have. Number two, God can provide it to you through the works of your hands. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, we read that scripture. Can you read it again?
Deuteronomy 28. Verse 12, the Bible says, "The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand."
Bless all the work
of your hand.
This is where you go out. You work out. This is where you go. You are all over, touching this, trying that, trying. You are what you are doing. God now puts up a door and bless and uses it as a weapon of provision. So God can begin to provide through the works of your hands. People say, motivational talkers and speakers keep on saying, "Oh, you know, God, you know, the way you have to work hard." Yeah, that's the only way they have. But us as believers, we have got four ways. That's not the only way. It's the way, yes. You can get money through working hard, and God can use that as a way. God can also use the way what you already have. But there's the third one, which most people, all these entrepreneurs, you know, they will never test it. It's where God blesses you, or he provides to you through your enemies. Through your enemies. I don't know if you're getting it. God even promised Israel, he said, any nation that will not save you, I will punish. Hear this. Scripture in the book of Psalms 23, from verse 3 to 5, it says what?
23, verse 3 to 5. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse number 4. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
Exodus 12, verse 35 to 36.
Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians.
There are two types of the word in the Bible. There's the word of a prophet, and there's the word of God. The Bible doesn't say, and they did according to the word of God. It says according to the word of Moses. Sometimes when a prophet is giving instructions, that's where your miracle is hiding. You may not hear him as God is speaking. That's why they said they did according to the word of Moses. Because according to them, it was Moses speaking. They did every instruction that Moses said, do this instruction, do this prophetic instruction, they did it. And the Bible says when they did the prophetic instructions given by prophet Moses, the Bible says they were shocked that their enemies, which were the Egyptians, began to give them things they needed. Contracts, projects, anything they needed. The Bible says the Egyptians were just releasing. God can bless you through the people you think they are your enemies. Provision can begin to come through your enemies. Do you know who provided for the rebuilding of the temple? It was Cyrus. Do you know who Cyrus was? He was a king of Persia. Do you know who Persia is? Iran. This is a man who God anointed. The nation that hated them, God caused that man to love them. And the man was used by God. When God wants to take you far, he begins to package your enemies. And some of you have got this spirit against people. Even if God wants to use them to bless you, you still resist them. I want you to know this. Some of you be surprised. People who hated you, they are the ones who come to you. And God will use them to give you the money you needed. Am I speaking to you? Yes. Nehemiah. Nehemiah was working in the palace and he was a slave like a eunuch. Can you imagine you're a slave? You're working in the palace to save. You have no freedom. And God turned things. The king said, I'll give you anything you need for Israel. I'll give you the money, the resources, plus the workforce to escort you to go to Israel. Plus a diplomatic document that every border you go, you must not be stopped. And the scripture says the government drafted a diplomatic document, a document, and he gave it to Nehemiah. Nehemiah moved from a slave into a diplomat. Read your Bible. He was never searched. He enjoyed diplomatic privileges. And who did that? A nation that hated Israel. They had nothing to do with Israel. Am I speaking to you? Someone who took a spear to kill David. He's the same man who said, I'm giving you my daughter as a wife. Am I speaking to you? When he was playing, even before he became a king, the king would want to kill him for no reason. And the king said, I'll give you my daughter. Am I speaking to you? God will provide to us, one, through what we already have, two, the works of our hands, number three, our enemies. On these enemies, that's number A, okay? A, enemies. On the same, there is also friends. It's not point number four. I didn't want to put it like people. But they could be enemies or friends. Now, if you go to the same chapter, which you just read. Oh, let's move to another one. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. You'll find out again the Egyptians.
The Bible says, Exodus 3, 21, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed.
Did you hear that? Yes. God can cause people just to start looking at you with favor. The Bible says, I'll cause them. It's not like it was supposed to be like that. No. It wasn't supposed to be like that. You don't earn it. But these people from nowhere, they begin to look at your CV differently. They begin to look at your brand differently. This opportunity, non-believers don't have it. What non-believers enjoy, the works of their hands, and what they already have. God can bless them. They can enjoy that. They can actually come and do big seminars and tell us how they became wealthy. But they will not enjoy, one, where God can cause their enemies to bless them. Two, where God can cause people to look at them favorably. Am I talking to you? In marketing, that is known as brand authenticity, which is very difficult to happen. People do not just buy a product. People buy emotionally. They hear what people are saying about you before they buy into you. If you check nowadays, you don't buy products. You go to reviews and check what people are saying on reviews will make you emotionally make a move, whether to pay or not. So, In the 21st century, marketing is not about your product. It is about emotional purchasing. We are dealing with emotional spending, where people spend it because someone says something about you or about the product. But in this case, it is not about emotional. Whether people say bad about you, whether they don't speak bad about you, but God is going to cause them to look at you with favor. And they say, I know, but you want to do project with this one. Like how? No, I just want to do this with you. And this is the thing most people don't know. Your businesses are lacking customers, yet God can make people look at your product with favor. Amen. So on the same issue, so God can provide through the works of your hands by blessing them. Two, he can provide through what you already have by multiplying it, causing increase. Number three, through people, either enemies or what? Friends. He can cause partners. I have seen people who I never thought to be like, oh, I want to do this thing with you. Now, number four, which is the last one, supernatural provision, which again, unbelievers cannot enjoy it. You can wake up in the morning with $8 million. It's a thing so many people fought it. Like, how? Hey, there's nothing like miracle money. Because to them, they have only to use their hands. I promise you, someone can just phone you from nowhere and they say, hey, you know what? I'm sending $400,000. That is supernatural. You never thought it would come. You never thought the door would open. You never knocked on the... Just supernatural. Someone, God can cause... These are supernatural miracles. You can wake up in the morning, your debt is paid. That's supernatural. Now, in the church, unfortunately, all people in the church, they only stand on supernatural. Father, open the door, open the door. Well, people in the marketplace, they only focus on their works of their hands. No, therefore, supernaturally, things can happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Yes. Say supernaturally.
Supernaturally.
In 1 Kings 17, verse 4 to 6, how was he providing to Elijah?
Mm-hmm. Chapter 17, verse 4, the Bible says, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
I've commanded what?
The ravens to feed you there.
What are ravens? Birds, right? Now, in Exodus 16, verse 4.
Exodus 16, verse number 4. The Bible says, Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you.
I will what?
Rain bread from heaven for you.
Imagine waking up in the morning, there's bread in your house.
I receive.
The problem, this generation has no faith. This generation has no faith. Waking up in the morning, there is bread in the house. Well, Elijah, the Bible says, what was coming? Ravens. We are bringing what? Meat. The man will sleep in a cave like this, wake up like this, there's roasted meat. If God can provide in such a manner, can he fail to provide financially to you?
No.
If he can bring meat, if he can bring bread, he can also bring anything. This is why I'm saying to all of you, I'm saying there is a supernatural. So when we are praying for supernatural, the world there doesn't understand us. They say, they are talking about the miracle money. Yeah, this is a supernatural work of God. However, there is also another one. God can bless what we have. The small company you have, the small idea, God can bless it and multiply it. The third one, God can bless you through people. I'll cause them to look upon you favorably, which is people. Or God can use your enemies to bless you. And then the last one, God can bless you through what? Supernatural provision. Now, are you telling me that from January to December, God will not provide to you with any of this? Come on, let's be serious. Are you telling me, out of all these I've just mentioned, there'll be no any through way? So we're about to make a prayer now to say, God, cause people.
Yes.
God, cause supernatural provision. God, cause the works of my hands to be blessed. And God, bless, multiply what I already have. This is a prayer for you. Begin to pray where you are. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. One of these will happen. Some of you, two of these will happen.
Yes.
Some of you, three of these will happen.
Yes.
Some of you, all the four will happen.
Yes.
Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Sakapala noska tala paradia haze. Irakuska antele verediga hatele parakaya. Iratuska ante parakoska le verediga hate. Make provida kasote paladia. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make a prayer, somebody. Irakuska la paya. Make katuska la paradia haze. Rakuska la varadia antele paradia. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we are praying, I want you to understand that we are not just praying ignorantly. We are praying with all the divine intelligence that God has given us. And I want you to understand this something here. What you already have, God is going to use it and open up a door as a way of provision. God will provide you through what you already have. God will provide to you through the works of your hands. Anything that you're planning, you're working on, whatsoever, God will put up provision through that. And God is going to open up doors through people. Whether they are enemies or friends or partners,
yes.
God will just gonna open up provision through people.
I receive.
And lastly, there'll be supernatural provision.
I receive.
These are miracles. I'm talking about the miracles.
Yes.
Where you never thought about it,
yes.
Something will just happen.
Yes, Lord.
Supernatural debt cancellation.
Yes, Lord.
Supernatural jobs.
Yes.
You never applied for some of the things, you'll be surprised,
yes.
Because God has no one way.
Yes.
God has got four ways.
Yes,
to bless you. And each way, God can use a million ways to bless you. Just on enemies, God can use a million ways. Just on people, God can use a million ways. Just on supernatural, God can use a million ways. Now, as we are through here, we're about to do the last one. We're about to do the last one. Okay? We're about to do the last one. I gave you a prophetic instruction that I want to remind you. I don't know if you remember. The prophetic instruction which I gave you. Number one, write your financial decree. Write three specific financial breakthroughs you are believing for. And from today, be speaking about them until they manifest. Number two, sow a seed of faith. This should be done only by revelation and never under pressure. And when you be giving it, declare, this seed is a sign of my trust in God's abundance. And don't give if there's no revelation. This has to be done only by those who have a revelation on financial abundance. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Number three, break financial cases. Renounce any generational poverty patterns in your family line. And I want you to say these words. Raise up your right hand and say these words. I break every case of lack.
Every case of lack.
Over my family line.
Over my family line.
I declare financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
For myself.
And my bloodline.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And the fourth prophetic instruction. Every morning, declare this. Whether for 5 days or for 7 days, declare this. My income is increasing. Opportunities are locating me. I walk in financial growth and stability. Listen to me very well. I can see you moving in four dimensions. Where God will bless the works of your hands. Where God will bless what you already have.
I receive.
Where supernatural miracles financially begin to happen.
I receive.
And again, where people will be involved. And God will open up doors over your life.
Yes.
How many? Four. One of these will locate you.
I receive.
Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody who is into this prayer, we declare it is done.
I receive.
everybody in this prayer, we declare it is done.
I receive.
We declare it is done.
I receive.
We declare it is done.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Say amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.